UFC Fight Night. It's Fight Week in the city. That means we're going to all get a little aggressive, and who better than to talk about Fight Week than the man who is going to be headlining at UFC Fight Night in Vancouver Saturday night, Rogers Arena. Get your popcorn ready. Get your tickets ready. Cowboy Donald Cerrone in the house. How are you, sir?
I'm good, man. I'm good.
Justin Gaethje is the man you are going to stare across the cage with coming up Saturday night. How well do you guys know each other when you're leading up to a fight?
Yeah, well, we know. Justin and I know each other quite well. We're friends, so we grew up together in Colorado and trained a lot, hang out a lot, and it's all good.
Is that easier to fight somebody you know, or is it harder when there's less heat? Because, like, I don't know, I feel like it's easier to fight somebody you don't like.
I think it's easier to fight someone you like, man. It's a sport. We're going out there to make some money.
It almost like if you were playing basketball, you're playing one-on-one against each other, you're playing hockey against each other, it's almost easier. You don't take it personal in that
no
sense.
No way at all.
But it's much more of a physical sort of sport compared to the other ones.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I'm trying to go out there and hurt him.
So in that sort of mindset, do you guys ever have to kind of lift up the curtain from behind the scenes, but, you know, you look at fighters that sell, that draw money, guys have personalities, guys that sell tickets, you know, whether it's a Nate Diaz, Conor McGregor, you know, you go back to the days of Muhammad Ali, talkers, right? Chael Sonnen in the fight game. Do you guys ever kind of have that conversation? Say, hey, do you want to talk some smack and kind of sell some tickets?
I'd rather just do the work, man. You know, thunder's just a noise. Lightning does the work.
Simple and effective in that sort of case. The one thing that always kind of strikes me as remarkable is your work schedule. I was doing the math on this. This will be your eighth fight in the last 23 months.
There you go.
Like, you average a fight less than every 3 months when you kind of do the numbers on
it. And I would do more if they'd let me.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I love it.
But so then why the gap for some, and why are you, and especially here we are in a day and age where there's so much about health and safety and concern and, you know, rest and recovery, and you're just the guy who wants to just keep going. Why?
Because I don't want rest or recovery or any of that. I just want to keep, I have a good work ethic, man. I love it.
So, I mean, after a fight, because, like, you've taken fights, like, right after you finish somebody or after a fight, you're like, yeah, okay, sign me up again.
Exactly, and it's the same thing I'll do about this one. I'll try and fight again in December.
Where does that mindset come from?
I don't know. I wish I knew. And I don't like just sitting around doing nothing. I get, like, fidgety and bored, and so I got to just keep moving, give me something to work for.
Cowboy Cerrone in the house with us here on Sportsnet 650. What does family say with that sort of busy schedule?
Oh, they love it. Yeah, they love it.
They just like the free tickets.
Yeah, that's what they like.
So this fight, you talked about how you and Justin, you guys know each other. There is familiarity there. You know, what sort of planning goes into a fight like this here in Vancouver? Where you have fought here before, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Planning? Nah, it's just preparation, man. Ready. Training's done. Now it's just playtime.
And five rounds for this.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Does that change the approach?
No, I love five rounders, man. I have great cardio, so can they keep up is the question.
So for people that are weekend warriors listening right now, cardio for them, probably a lot of people that go for a run.
Yeah.
I mean, what's cardio for you?
Pushing your body to the point of breaking. Like, when you're running and you feel like you want to stop and then you do and you walk, I don't stop. I just keep going.
It was funny talking to a friend of mine saying that you were coming into studio, and the first thing he said, man, that guy is an extreme nut. He's like, man, that guy's just got like a, never mind the fact that you step inside the cage and get paid fighting, but outside of the cage, you got a whole world of extreme sports. So I kind of started kind of doing some, did I read that you got disemboweled on an ATV?
Correct.
What happened? And how are you fighting after that?
Man, I just didn't put enough mustard on the hot dog taking off the jump. Just not enough.
And so you just landed on the handlebars?
Yeah, I tried to bail because I was going to case the other side of the jump. And so I tried to bail, but I got tangled up in the bike trying to jump off it and just hit hard.
And so so walk me through this. And for people listening, like, that sounds like that happens in horror movies.
Sure.
So what happened?
I partially got off the four-wheeler, and I ended up somehow getting out in front of it, and it smashed me like a grape from on my back, just pinned me into the ground.
And so you go to the hospital.
Yeah, flight for life.
Fight for life. Yeah, because you were in a coma, were you not?
Yeah, 2.5 weeks.
For 2.5 weeks?
Yeah. It was wild. Wild times.
And then you got up and here you are.
Yeah, yeah.
Still knocking.
The body is an amazing thing.
Yeah, apparently so. I read somewhere else what you fell, what, 40 feet off a...
Broke my back. Rock climbing.
Rock climbing. So you fall off a cliff, essentially.
Kind of, yeah, but more so the side of the mountain.
Where's this?
It was in Garden of the Gods in Colorado Springs, Colorado.
Okay, so you're climbing up.
That was my actual first Flight for Life trip.
Oh, this was before the disemboweling.
Yeah.
So, okay, so you're climbing.
I'm running out of... My
nine lives here, my friend. Nine lives. I've just counted two of them, right?
Not sure.
So, and you broke your back on that?
Yeah.
And
basically, like, free falling, we were doing a lot of trad climbing, which is like where you set your own gear and you have to have a lot of line to get up. And my buddy wasn't really paying attention. I went for like a huge dyno, which a dyno is like a massive jump where you spring off and try and like make a power move.
Mm-hmm.
And I missed and fell and all the slack plus burned through his line. He caught me right, like finally ended up securing the line, but I'd fallen far. And when he ended up catching it, pulled me and like, bent me backwards, broke my back.
Wow. This is insane. And then here you are in the fight game for a living with Cowboy Donald Cerrone. He is headlining UFC Fight Night at Rogers Arena coming up this weekend on Saturday. Tickets still available at Ticketmaster.ca. When you look at where you're at now, you fought so many different people along the way. I mean, beyond this, is there a dream fight for you out there?
Oh, they're all dream fights, man. I love them all. Yeah, people ask me all the time, like, who would you love to get in there and mix up with? I'm like, man, whoever signs on the dotted line.
Just taking names and...
Let's go.
So... Right now, pound for pound, there's always that debate. You know, whether you go into a watering hole, who's the best right now, pound for pound? In your opinion, who's top dog?
John Jones.
John Jones? Yeah. Why?
I don't see anyone out there beating him right now. He's good, man. He's a solid dude.
The first time meeting John Jones and watching his coming of age 10 years ago, but meeting him, 8 years ago, thinking, this guy is the future of the sport.
Sure.
Like, good looking, well spoken, right. Charismatic. There was an energy about him. But man, like you look at the last 3 years of life and it's just, do you ever say like, I mean, you got all the respect. You just said, hey, he's the top dog.
Slow it down a little bit on your outside partying. Yeah.
Just slow it down.
Slow it. Well, I'm not one to tell anyone to slow shit down. So.
Yeah. Point taken for Mr. Broken Back right. And disemboweled. Okay. Give me your, outside of you then. What's your dream fight you'd love to see inside the octagon?
Oh, man. That Masvidal, Nate Diaz fight's going to be pretty good.
Masvidal. Yeah. Now, you fought Masvidal.
I fought both of them, yeah. Both
and?
Of them.
So who would you take in that?
Oh, man. I'm going to go with Masvidal, probably. Yeah, I think so. Although it's just going to be a stand-up, back-and-forth fight. Should be exciting.
I have nothing but respect at your fearlessness. You. There are not a lot of people on this planet that are willing to test their bodies and break them quite like you. I'm not sure how many lives you have left.
You gotta push it to the point. Sometimes you push it a little too far.
Before we go, people listening here in Vancouver, they're on the fence about going this weekend. What do you say, Cowboy?
Oh, you're on the fence. It's almost sold out, so I don't know if you might want to watch it at home.
So why should you be watching?
Oh, because this is going to be the fight to watch, man. Justin comes forward, I come forward, and this is going to be a barn. But we're actually going to blow the roof off the Rogers, so it should be that'll be cool to see the whole roof blow off. So,
wouldn't that be something? Perfect time to get a reno done at the arena. And then you're heading off to Whistler right after, right?
No, I'm going to Whistler today.
You're going to Whistler today?
Today.
Rock climbing?
No, downhill mountain biking.
Are you allowed to do this in the middle, like on fight week?
I'm a grown ass man. I can do whatever I want.
There you go. I ain't gonna tell you what to do. I've seen how you roll. Thank you for this.
Absolutely.
The one, the only, Donald Cowboy Cerrone. Fight night, Saturday night, UFC. Be there.